is two parts to it. One part of it is the Bedikas Chometz part. The second part of the sugya is a Shas sugya about Hilchos Brachos or Birchos HaMitzvos, which also has two parts to it, which is what's together Birchos HaMitzvos in general, why do we make brachos, when do we make brachos, what together is. And then this very, very deep array, that's what we're going to go through it slowly, the different parts of it. The whole sugya here. So you are Amar Rav Yehuda, Avodik Tzav Shevarech. My Mevorech, Rav Papi, Amar Shvei Derova, Levar Chometz. Rav Papa, Amar Shvei Derova, Albir Chometz. A member of Rav Yehuda, you have to make a bracha. It's very interesting. I want to say an introduction to the sugi. Before we get in tomorrow, we're going to get into the details of how you make a bracha, what you make a bracha, what together making a bracha is. See tomorrow the whole Gemara told on the days about it. There's a machlokes over here. The Rosh and the Ran both asked the same question. And there are two fundamental shinuyim between the Rosh and the Ran. The Ran is a short Ran over here. The Ran asks, see the Rosh inside, the Ran asks that, Vaidik Tzach Shevarach. Even Tarav Shita. The Lamalei Varach. Kshen Shevarach HaMitzvah School. We don't find in all the mitzvahs, B'chal HaShas, that there's some memory you have to make a bracha. So the Rani is a very baseline kash, I think, more as a Shita is Pashat. And for the Rani, Yishlem, the Harkom Ashvalon, there's a Chiddush. Tapak of the Bir Chometz Ikra Mitzvah. Yilochi Mishosh Yom Maskobo, Dain Mishosh Vidikim Bavarach Alehem. The Rosh says a Chiddush in the timing of the bracha. Hagam at the Ikra Mitzvah the Bir. Chazal, we're misakin that you make the bracha in the beginning of the mitzvah. I mean, the mitzvah starts with the bedikah. And the chiddush is that, I'm stressing something, the chiddush is the timing when you make the bracha, not that you make a bracha. So, says the Rosh, there's no chiddush that you make a bracha, of course you make a bracha. But when do? You make it at the beginning, or you make it at the end, we'll call it. Make it at the haschala, we do it by the ikar mitzvah. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yitzchak Shevarach. Umiyu, ein mevarchim livdoik ela levar. Frekteran nachakasha. And why is the bracha bir chametz? Why do you make a bracha b'dika? Sheikar kamar z'b'diku up here. So the Ran over here tells like two facts. One is he has a kasha to pshita, and he answers that the chiddush is that it's the haschala, not the ikar. And he has another kasha, which is why does the lashon of the bracha bir and not b'dika? Says the Ro'an, because the ikar of the mitzvah, ikar tachos of the mitzvah, the beer, so we make it with the ikar. As they stay in the Ran. The Rosh argues on both things. The Rosh also asks the kasha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Abayi Yitzchak Shevarach, the leitema eina kokach mitzvah, kiven the eina elevatzvah. A very weird Rosh. First of all, the Rosh asks the kasha also, it's pshita, or it's the chiddush. So the Rosh, the chiddush is, the leitema, you shouldn't make a mistake and think eina kokach mitzvah, kiven the eina elevatzvah, it's a vice versa, I think. That's such a mitzvah, by the way. The Lashon of Kol Kach Mitzvah is one of the most unusual expressions ever. What do you mean it's Kol Kach Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is not a Mitzvah. But it's even worse than that. In the Tzvi Zerosh over here, in the new Tzvi Zerosh, uses a Lashon that is not a Mitzvah Chashuva. You hear Lashon? It's not a Mitzvah Chashuva. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says it's not Kol Kach Mitzvah, it's Kol Kach Mitzvah. Neither it's a Mitzvah, it's not a Mitzvah. Make up your mind. He says a Lashon that is not Kol Kach Chashuva.
What?
Wait. Yeah. That's the Rosh. So the Rosh certainly doesn't say the Teretz that the Ran says, that it's Haschola of the Ikar. He says something else. He says, that's not Kokach Choshev. I don't know what that means at all. That's one Rosh. So the first Shinu between the Rosh and the Ran is, what's the Chiddush of a Yehuda that you b'chal make a bracha b'dikas chametz? The Ran says the Chiddush is that it's the Haschola, not the Gemara. So the Chiddush is, I want to point out something, very important. According to the Ran, the Chiddush is not that you make a bracha, the Chiddush is when you make the bracha, the timing. According to the Rosh, the Chiddush is that you will make a bracha. I think that it's not a mitzvah chashuva, you don't make a bracha on it. It's not Kol Kach mitzvah. There's a big difference between the Rosh and the Ran. The Ran said avoid the timing. I would think that since your mitzvah is tomorrow, so you do the bracha tomorrow and not now. Kamash Malan, you make it at the Haskala. The Rosh doesn't learn that the Chiddush is the timing. The Rosh learns the Chiddush is b'chala, you make the bracha on it. There's another Shinui. The Rosh later on says, and Why is the bracha on bedika beer and not bedika? Umin haroyu, says the Rosh a few lines further. Chivrach kreid bedika al bedikas chametz. So why do you say beer? Yes, same kasha as the Ran. Zok the Hele Garosh, a whole long teretz. Because when you do bedika, you do bittul. And bittul is part of beer chametz. And then that's on the any Yadu'ale. And then tomorrow you're going to eat breakfast and then you're going to go burn the Yadu'ale. So it's a whole long Seder. So you're about to part of a whole Asik, they call it an Asik. Nigra, he says, because there's a whole long Asik. So as part of this whole long Asik, they made a bracha already on the beer, not on the Badika, because you're already part of an Asik. It's a Nigra, got nachgeschleppt. As I state in the Rosh, why do you make the bracha on Badika and not on beer? So we have two major mega shinuyim between the Rosh and the Ran. Two. Both the Rosh and the Ran asked, why is there a chiddush that you make a bracha? The Ran says, there's no chiddush that you make a bracha. The chiddush is when you make the bracha, because it's the tchila. The Rosh says, there's a chiddush, I think you don't make a bracha. It's a kokach mitzvah, it's a shvacha mitzvah, loy kokach hashuva. That's one shinuy. And the second shinuy is, why is the bracha on beer and not on bedika? There's a mitzvah that Rabbanu to do a bedika's chametz. All that, but also beitzkei mezachon. All right, says the Ran, because the ikar mitzvah is the beer. The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says the whole pachkarai. The Rosh says because there's a whole asik, there's a whole seder of how you do it. You start with this, and you go with that, and then you continue with that. So they already nikra. They already made a bracha on this. Two mega shinuyim between the Rosh and the Ran. A, why is there a chiddush they make a bracha? And B, why is the bracha al beer and not bedika's chametz? L'chayra. There's a usual shitase over here going on, which ties together everything we spoke about the whole zman. And then I'm going to bring out a number of nafkaminas la'alachas that have to do with this. The mele goes like this. This machlekes, it's a huge machlekes. What's the chiddush they make a bracha? The Ran says, one teres, the Rosh says, I want to show you. The Ran couldn't say like the Rosh, and the Rosh couldn't say like the Ran. Neither one could say like the other. And then we'll see the second shinui about the bracha. Everything is the shitase mamash. Hello, we already stressed from day one of the Zman that the central machlekes Rishonim in the Sugi is if a guy did B'dikas Chametz and he found Chametz, are you Oivel B'Afreya or not? I repeat. The central machlekes of the Zman is this idea that you need to walk out of Shnechas Pesachim is a guy did B'dikas Chametz when he was supposed to, and on Pesach he found Chametz. Where did he find the Chametz in Pashtos? He found it in a place that he wasn't chayav to do B'dikas. But he found Chametz. He did what he was supposed to do. He went to the Rav said, you don't have to go check over there. In the end, he found the Kulski Yafa. Is he Oivel Mafreya or not? The Ran said explicitly, you're not Oivel Mafreya. The Ran dedicated a whole page of Oiz Vahada to this. You're not Oivel Mafreya. Why? You did what you needed to do. Semchen al Chazakus. We asked, second day of this man. What do you mean, Semchen al Chazakus? Vasepis. A guy goes ahead and relies on a chazaka not to check a peach because it was chazkas and then you ate a worm. Somebody in the right mind is going to say you weren't over b'shegig. He said the big creator of Nachum, you did what you needed to do. Tosfos holds you over the mafia. How do we know that? Because Tosfos on the chaf alfam and alfam is, let's tie everything together. Why does the Gemara say on the vav and bay is the only over when you find the kluski offer? What happened till then? So what did Tosfos answer? The right answer that why you over only be kind of that, but when you find the kluski offer, what did the right answer? Because you're not Oivel Mafreya, that was his big raya. What does the answer to Chof Aleph? Chama Cheney Yidua, I didn't know about it, I'm not Oivel, right? And that's a raya. It's a raya Muchachas, that Tosfos told you Oivel Mafreya. So you didn't know about it, but Be'etzem, the Etzem Yisoyed of Mafreya, you're Oivel Mafreya. That's what Tosfos could understand. If you worry that the guy's going to find the Kluski Offer, why only worry he's going to find the Kluski Offer? Maybe he has a Kluski Offer. So Tosfos is a Luchidish, you're not Oivel Chama Cheney Yidua, but fundamentally, you're Oivel on Oivel Mafreya. By the way, the Torah Halacha Paskins like that. The Torah Halacha Paskins, that a guy who finds Chametz, he's Oivel Mafreya before the Torah. The Rosh says like that also. What goes this Machlekes? What is this mega Machlekes? By the way, this Machlekes is on a Deraisa level. I want to talk about Deraisas. This Machlekes is on a Deraisa level. On a Deraisa level, a guy did B'dikas Chametz, and he missed it. He missed it because he was relying on Chazakas. He did what he needed to do. But nice, yeah. So we said, let's repeat ourselves. We said that according to the Ran, we had the big Raider of Nochem, that a person is not over by Rabbi Motzer because he has Chametz. If the Veer is having Chametz, so the ball game's over, you have Chametz. Albeit B'shegi, you're not an Oinus, by the way. But you're a Shegi, you do what you need to do. Elamai, the answer is that the Veer by Rabbi Motzer is that you didn't know what you needed to do. And here I want to stress something, which I didn't stress enough, the whole time. According to the Ran, by Rabbi Motzer is chayav me to do Tashbisu. And what is Tashbisu? The Ran of Beis goes out of his way to say Tashbisu means bedika and beer. Now I want to stop here and say something which I didn't stress enough till now. I realized this morning when I was going over, I didn't stress it. The Ran of Beis says that Tashbisu means bedika and beer. By the way, we don't know who told the Ran that. We don't know. Who told the Ran that Tashbisa means Bedika and Bira? We don't know. He says Tashbisa means do Bedika bid. That's not the word that Tashbisa means. The word Tashbisa means get rid of it. Who told you that it means go do a Bedika? That Tashbisa means do a Bedika. The Ran understood. The Ran understood. That the Yisrael Advarim is that Tashbisa means search out the Chametz and get rid of it. That's what's obligated for you. But the Chiyah Bedikas Chametz says the Ran explicitly a few times on that base. Is part of the chiyuv of Tashbisu. Tashbisu says, go search it out, what do you call it? Azeh shtei in the Ran. So the Ran says, that about the mitzvah of Tashbisu is du bedika, which is an astounding chiddush. I didn't stress this enough. It's astounding chiddush. It's a chiyuv to du bedika. According to the Ran, let's say it bluntly now, I'm chayv to du bedika not just because of bedika is talayim. I want to say it clearer. I want to still affect one of the hearts of the Masechta. The Gemara says in that Dalam of Beis that a person's chayv to do bedikas chametz with rice if you don't do bittul. The Gemara says bedikas chametz is a rabbanon because you did bittul. If you didn't do bittul, you chayv to do bedikas chametz with rice. Why? Why am I chayv to do bedikas chametz? We started this month with this, and we're going to continue now. Why am I chayv to do bedikas chametz with rice if I don't do bittul? Why? Show me the pasuk. Says the Rana, I have a pasuk. It says Tashbisa. So the Rana, I have a pasuk. It says Tashbisa. I want to stress something again. The Gemara says in that Dalam of Beis that a person is chayv to do bedikas chametz with rice. You chayv to go ahead and check. And by the way, the Ran learns with an error. That's also deraisa. Frankly, Hakasha, and how do you know that? Mechatesi. Show me the pasuk. Open up Chumash. Show me where in Chamishi Chumash Torah it says the guy's chayv to do bedikas chametz while seven. It says Tashbisu. The Ran understood that Tashbisu means you're chayv to do bedikas. The chiyuv be deraisa to do bedikas. That's included in the midst of Tashbisu. As I stated before, the Ran. So, what's that? Pretty much the chiyuv. Why should I be chayv to do bedikas? I didn't say the word before. I said, how do you know what Tashbisu means Bedika? I'm saying, I'm not saying anything. What's going on? I said, it's a chiddush that Tashbisu means Bedika. Let's go ahead. Okay? If Tashbisu means Bedika, it means you chayav be the rice to do a Bedika, because that's what Tashbisu means. Not just for Toloyim reasons, not just because of the precaution. The Torah says Tashbisu means do Bedika. That's what he says. So, be the rice, I'm chayav to do a Bedika. Now, let's go slowly. Says the Ran, therefore. So, if a guy went ahead and did the Bedika, I mean, I'll say it even clearer. So what's Tashbisa mean? Tashbisa means search for the Chametz and get rid of the Chametz that you find. What happens if I search for Chametz and didn't find anything? I'm not everybody who wants it. That's the bomb, Chiddush, that the Ran said on that base, which shook the world. Our global member over there back in the olden scheme and said, Mechatesi, Vasepis. The Ran says, no, I did what I needed to do. What do you mean do what I needed to do? I did a Bedika. And I did, wait, I'll ask you a better question. What do you mean do what I needed to do? You didn't do what you needed to do. There's Chametz in your house. You didn't get rid of the Chametz. I'll ask a cynical question. What do you mean you did what you needed to do? You didn't do what you needed to do. The answer is, Tashbisu means search and burn. I searched, and I burned what I found. So I was here to what I needed to do. Adkan, Divrei Ran, the shocking Ran on the base of Aleph, which changed the nature of what the mitzvah of Tashbisu is, and what the Gedder Ba'iroi is. Fine. The Tosfos, and the Chaval argues, the Tosfos, Yovel Mafreya, the Torah holds Yovel Mafreya. Why Yovel Mafreya? I did what I needed to do. Rabbi Seinu taught us, the Pshat is, Tosfos holds, it says in Tashbisa do a Bedika, it says Tashbisa, get rid of Chametz. So why do you have to do Bedika mida Raisa? That's only as Bedika is Toloim. Only as Bedika is Toloim, where the word is you have an upcoming Raisa. So the same way when you take a fruit, you take a peach and you eat it, you have to open it up to check whether there's a worm there or not. It's likewise when you have coming Erev Pesach, you have your own private access, your own private issue. You have to do what you need to do to take the necessary precautionary measures to go ahead and look for Chametz. What happens if a guy looked at it and didn't find? Okay, so you took her, and then you found Chametz. Why should you do Iver? You did what you needed to do. You didn't do what you needed to do. You what needed to do is get rid of Chametz. You didn't get rid of Chametz. You served, that's your own private business. That's your own private etzah, because you don't want to go to Gehenna, and you want to do what you need to do. But beside the mitzvah was to get rid of Chametz. You didn't get rid of Chametz. If the mitzvah is to search and get rid of, so I searched and got rid of. If the mitzvah is not to search, the mitzvah is to get rid of. You didn't get rid of. You searched, that's your private business. Nothing to do with the Torah. You can't go ahead and say, I did what I needed to do. You didn't do what you needed to do, because what you needed to do was to get rid of the Chametz. You didn't get rid of the Chametz. Atkan, the big machlekes of whether it's mafreya or not. Hayetzimit Vareinu is I want to start over the whole Masechta. The Gemara of Dalam Beis says an alarming zach that a person who doesn't do bittul is chayiv midaraisa to do bedika. That's the cornerstone of this Masechta. You chayiv midaraisa. Why am I chayiv to do bedika? Show me a pasuk. So one way of learning is, and that's how Tosfos Taisis learned, and the Rosh learned, and the Mekor Chaim, we said the second, first day of this man, Talaim. Talaim means you have to search for worms. You have a chiyuv. Talaim. You have to go take the Nazir B'Kosh Medrash, that one. I think once is the Raisa. That's called the Raisa. The Raisa is that you have a Yontov coming up, there's big affairs involved, there's Bayi Roll, and there's Nazir B'Kosh. Do what you need to do to get rid of it. The Ran holds on like that. The Ran says clearly that the reason why it has to do with the Raisa is not just for Talon. I want to call it a Vada and a Sofik. According to Tosfos, the reason why you do Bedikah with the Raisa is a Sofik, the Raisa of Chumrah. You have a Aveira coming up, you have a Yontov coming up, take the precaution and measure. That's what I call a Bedikah Sofik. According to the Ran, it's not a Sofik, it's a Vada. The Torah says Tashbisu, and the title of Tashbisu means do a Bedikah. You're chayev to do a Bedikah. It's not the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The mitzvah of Tashbisu says, how the Ran do that? Don't know. That's the first step I want to say. That's the international global machlekes that cuts through this whole parak of what does it mean that you're chayev to do a Bedikah deraisa? Why are you chayev to do a Bedikah deraisa? The Pashup Shah is because of Talayim. In the Ran, we bought a ride that's not as Talayim, because in the Chiyav of Talayim, a guy who searched for Talayim and grabbed the eight of Talas at the end of the day, Avad and Avad, there's nothing to talk about. Now we can start. I want to start the journey when I talk about Brochus. I want to talk about the Deraisa, the Gadin of Digos Hamas. The Mosin, that the Alam of Beis, that me Deraisa, if you don't do it, you have to do Bedikah Deraisa. I want to know, that Bedikah Deraisa, would you make a Brocha or not? I want to start from there. Before we start to talk about the Bedikah Deraisa, I want to talk about the Bedikah Deraisa. A guy who didn't do bittul to come to Zerav Yontif, his chayv midaraisa to do a bedikah. Would you make a bracha on that bedikah midaraisa? Nechzianah, let's see. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, who holds this bedikah stolav, no. Every time a guy goes ahead and checks a fruit for worms, or he goes ahead and sifts rice or flour to make sure there's no talam, you don't make a bracha. That's your own private, it's not a mitzvah, by the way. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's an obligation that you have not to do averes. It's your problem, by the way. If you don't want to go to Gehenna and you don't want to get an averes, this is your eitzah. This is your tatzdiki. This is your eitzah to get out of it. But it's not a mitzvah. So it's a no-brainer that according to Tosfos, in the derisa of the kachim b'dikah, you're not going to make a bracha. Later on, I'll make a bracha. It's a mitzvah derisa. Tosfos says tashmizu. Tashmizu means do a b'dikah. I'm doing a mitzvah derisa. So in the world of derisa, there's a huge machlokes before I get to the Rabbanan. This Gemara, by the way, is in the world of the Rabbanan. We're talking about the Bedikas Chometz of the Mishnah, where you did a bittul, okay? Where you have to do Orla also Boitiganes and Er. Boitiganes and Chometz Laura and Er is a Chiyav side the Raisa side the Rabbanan, which is the Chiyav Bedikas Chometz. We do bittul. And you make a bracha. But I want to talk about the Raisa first. In the world of the Raisa, there's a huge machlokes on the Raisa that gets in a Bedikas Chometz, which is a Mephorosh Gemara of the Talmud Beis. Would I make a bracha or not? The answer is according to Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Torah, the answer is no. Because the Bedikas Talayim, albeit it's Doraisa, quote unquote, but I don't make brachas. And according to the Ran, it's a mitzvah Doraisa. It says Tashbisu. Of course you can make a bracha. That's Pasha. B'meila, when I go over to the Rabbanans, now I'm going to talk about the Bedikas Talayim Rabbanan, which is the topic of our Gemara. A guy went ahead and did Bittul. He did Bittul. Still the din is, it's a Mishnah. All the Abbas, everybody's going to say, all the Eden, all the Doraisa, you do Bedikas Talayim. You have your Rabbanan, do Bedikas Talayim. Now they parted ways. Watch. According to the Ran, Bidaraisa B'dikas Chometz is a mitzvah. And you have to make a bracha. What did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan came along and said that don't rely on the bittul. We spoke about this many times. Don't rely on the bittul. Do the B'dikas track, right? The Ran spoke about this two tracks. There's a track called bittul, a track called Tashbisa, which is B'dikas. What do you call it? And why don't we rely on Bittul? The Ran said a whole collection of reasons. The guy will change his mind. He doesn't mean it seriously. So what did the Torah say? The Rabbanan came along and said, don't rely on the Bittul. Stick with the Bedikah track. So watch. According to the Shita of the Ran, midaraisa you make a bracha on Bedikah. There's no reason why you should make a bracha on Bedikah. Eh? Midarabanan. The Rabbanan is a carbon copy of the Deraisa. That's the Sechel Ayosha. Midaraisa, you do Bedikah Deraisa, that's what Tashbisa is, track one. Today you did Bittul, you don't need track one, you did track two. Same, but the Rabbanan said, don't rely on track two. The Rabbanan said, don't rely on Bittul, why not? That's a whole collection of reasons. The guy didn't mean it, he's going to be Chayzer, change his mind, whatever the reasons were. So now I have to go back to track one. What is track one? It's a mitzvah. Frick Duran, Lashitasa, it's a mitzvah? Of course it's a mitzvah. Midaraisa, it's a mitzvah. So, Pshita, what's he make a bracha? Why should he make a bracha? We're talking about a classic mitzvah. As a frak the Ran. Every the Ran. What does the Ran answer? What does the Ran answer on this kash? The Ran says, you're right. It's a full-scale mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa. The Rabbanan is a carbon copy of the mitzvah deraisa. So what's the chiddush you make a bracha? Watch what I'm going to say now. Says the Ran, there's no chiddush that you make a bracha. Isn't that beauty? Says the Ran, there's no chiddush to make a bracha. There's no chiddush to make a bracha. Who's make a bracha? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa. I'm saying even more than that. The mitzvah deraisa is nothing. Is no change from the deraisa mitzvah. Just be deraisa. If you don't do bittul, here I did bittul. The same, but the rabbanon came along and said, don't rely on bittul. So the rabbanon is a carbon copy of the deraisa. So it's a flamoid. It would make a bracha. Pshita. What does he answer? He answers, you're right. Of course, he has to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa. The rabbanon is a carbon copy of the deraisa. So what's the chiddush? So it's a very interesting teretz. The chiddush is that it's the beginning of the mitzvah, but it's not the ikar mitzvah. So do svara. What happens when a guy has a long mitzvah, which is bidika beer, and the ikar tachlis is about to get to the beer, right? The bidika itself has no tachlis. So you're doing the haschola of the mitzvah. Very interesting topic. When a guy does a mitzvah that has a haschola and a tachlis and an ikar, when do you make the bracha? When you get to the tachlis and when you start the mitzvah. A whole new topic, by the way, what I call timing. When do I make the bracha? About that there's a mitzvah going on over here. But there's a haschola of the mitzvah, and there's the ikar of the mitzvah. When do I make the bracha? The chiddush is that you make the bracha even at the haschola, even at the beginning. At kan divrei Ran. 1 second. But the Rosh, how that holds, midaraisa, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah midaraisa. Because that mitzvah means get rid of it. We'll see someone much better, much further. Midaraisa, there's no mitzvah. So what happened? Midaraisa, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, no chiv. By the way, you know why not? You know why midaraisa is no chiv to bedika? Because it doesn't say in the Torah, to bedika. Find me anywhere in the Chamishi Chum Shetor, it says the chiv to bedika chametz. I think Mar says that Talmud Beis Yechayah midaraisa. Yeah, that's because bedika is talim. That's not chiv. The Rosh is why there's no mitzvah to bedika chametz midaraisa. So midaraisa, there's no mitzvah. And therefore, midaraisa, watch what I'm going to say now. Midaraisa, it's not a haschol, it's not a beginning, it's not an end. But I'm going to say even more than that. That Bival Midaraisa is not the beginning of the mitzvah. Midarabanan also is not the beginning of anything. The Tashbisu and Bidika Somas have nothing to do with each other according to the Ran. Because the mitzvah, the Tashbisu, which is Bechayavi to go do a Bidika, has no Shaykh Bechal. It's Bidika's Talon. It's not a mitzvah Bechal. So what happened? So Bidika's Chometz is not the beginning of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. What is Bidika's Chometz? So let's see. The Derais of Bidika's Chometz is not Bidika's Talon. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says do Bidika. What's the Derabanan think of Bidika's Chometz? So we know what it is, basically. What's Rabbanan think of Bidika Chometz? Rabbanan said that Erev Yontif, you go to Bidika Chometz. What's that mitzvah, by the way? It's not the beginning of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, because he doesn't hold up this whole concept that Bidika is the beginning of Tashbisu. Bidika midaraisa is to learn. So what is this mitzvah? The answer is, it's a freestanding mitzvah. Shem Yehovah Lachlai. There's a mitzvah that to get rid of Chometz out of your house, make sure you don't have Chometz in your house. Why not, by the way? I'll say the Pashem Shah. Shem Yehovah Lachlai. Maybe you come to Yehovah. Now this mitzvah, by the way, is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Megillah is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Neir is Chanukah is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. It's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan to go ahead and do it. Chazal went ahead and said, they made a mitzvah, by the way, they turned it into a mitzvah, they were mechayev a guy. By the way, I want to explain something. What's the thing with mechayev a guy? B'dikas Talayim, d'Rabbanan are mechayev people to do B'dikas Talayim. If you don't want to go to Gehenna, you're chayev to make sure they're not even a favor. This is a mitzvah. 1 second. D'Rabbanan go ahead and said, this is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan to go B'dikah. Why? Because that exeris Shem Yehovah Lachlai. But this mitzvah is a freestanding mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that Rabbanan has no shechus anything. So first of all, now we know why the Rosh Lashitasa couldn't say like the Ran that it's only a beginning. It's not a beginning of anything. The Ran Lashitasa holds that Midaraisa, Bidika Chometz is a beginning of a process because Tashbisu is Bidika and Beer. So the Ran Lashitasa says that the Rabbanan is also a beginning. It's a beginning of a long mitzvah. Avada, it's a mitzvah. And Avada, but it's a beginning. I might think that you don't make the bracha now, but a mitzvah it is. Avada is something which is worthy of a mitzvah. There's a question on the timing. When should I make the bracha when you have an interesting mitzvah which has a beginning and it has an end? But according to the Rosh, L'Hayavul Aniver, because in the world of the Raisa, B'dik is not a mitzvah b'chal. And therefore, B'dik is not part of a long mitzvah of Tashmisu Novos. The Rabbanah went ahead and made a takana, what I'm calling again, a freestanding takana. The Rabbanah went ahead and made a freestanding takana. The Rabbanah went ahead and made a freestanding takana, which says what? That you have to do a B'dikas Chometz. That's not the beginning of anything. I can't hear you. It's not connected. It's not this mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah of Tashbisu. You have to get rid of it. You need to check. But why? Because I need to clear out the house. It's not part of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, like the Rosh is going to say later on. It's not part and parcel of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Bachal. It's not part of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Again, it's B'dikas Tolayim. You're not listening to what I'm saying, Bachal. Bachal again. They're not connected at all. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is, you have a mitzvah, we'll soon see what Tashbisu is. It has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Okay, trust. So what other mitzvah is there? No, correct. But it's not part of a long mitzvah. It's not part, it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not the beginning of a mitzvah, it's not the end of a mitzvah, okay? It's not the beginning of a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah tashbisu in the Torah, but there is a mitzvah to do tashbisu, and the beginning of that mitzvah is to go, the tashbisu is mechayev of bedika, so I say the bedika is the beginning of that mitzvah. There's a beginning and there's an end. The rabbanu d'kadin was, get rid of chametz out of your house, okay? Get rid of chametz out of your house. You should just know that mitzvah did the rabbanu d'kadin mitzvah, I don't have to do tashbisu, by the way. I'll put it outside my door. I'll do whatever I want. As long as I won't come, shabbi yavalachle, okay? The mitzvah is clean out chametz out of your house. Make sure your house doesn't have chametz. That's the mitzvah. He says later on, by the way, it's called tikkun habayis. What's that tikkun habayis? You have to make sure, you're right, he discusses it afterwards, tikkun habayis. You have to make sure that your house doesn't have chametz inside of it. That's all. It's nothing to do with getting rid of the chametz. That's what I meant to say, okay? It's a din that you have to clean out the house. Your house shouldn't have chametz. Why not? Maybe you'll come to eat it. So the mitzvah is clean out the house. That's what b'digas chametz means, by the way. It has nothing to do with the din of beer. It's not the beginning of a mitzvah night. By the way, it's a total mitzvah. Clean out your house. Take the chametz out. What you'll do with it afterwards is go break your head, by the way. That's the mitzvah of the mitzvah tashbisu, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Memela. The Rosh Lashitasa couldn't say that you're the beginning of a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the round of holes in the rice of the bedikas part of Tashbisu. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to check and to burn. So I can say that this is the Haskal and this is the end. This is the Haskal, this is the Tuffel, this is the Ikra, this is the Tachlis. According to the Rosh, there's no such thing as bedikah the rice. There's no such entity called bedikah. Bedikah is a new gzera, the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon said, clean out your house of chametz. It has nothing to do with the chiyuv of tomorrow. It has nothing to do with tashbisu. It has nothing to do with anything, by the way. There's a chiyuv to clear out your house, by the way. No shaykh is going to disappear. I'll give you an example. One second, one second. How many times have you learned this? Okay. Not one. What time did you come today? You, I didn't see that verse. Let me say hello. Let me say hello. It'll take the morning. No, I mean, before I ran into it. So, whatever business is that. Anyway, so you didn't see it once even, yeah? This is my 10th time learning this, including 8th grade. Wait, this is okay? When I was your age, I didn't say a word for like 5 years. I didn't open my mouth. Yeah, it doesn't get ever better. Do you have what to say in 5 years or not? And every time you say it, we go back a year. You lose it. Yeah, yeah, correct. It's 30, about 400. Yeah, and the amount of times you interrupted me in the last 5 years. At least, I heard at least 400 years. What? Look at her, she doesn't say a word. Like a turtle, yeah? What? It's an expression, his mic is an expression of a penis, yeah? Not that mic. He talks all the time. Yeah? He doesn't need a mic. Listen carefully. The Rosh Lashitasa can't answer this is part of something. It's a freestanding takana. So I gotta get rid of chametz. What you do with it afterwards? I'll give you an example. I want to bring out the power of what I'm saying and that answer you're saying. Let's say in the Torah there won't be a mitzvah called tashbisu. Okay? There's no mitzvah to say to get rid of chametz, which we'll talk about soon. So this thought, takana, clean out your house. Could be you don't have to get rid of it, you don't have to get rid of it. You have to make sure that you don't have to get rid of it. Go break your head, okay? That's the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. So it's a freestanding mitzvah, it's not the beginning, it's not the end. Only the round Lashitasa, I'm building a massive Lashitasa. You built the round holding out over the Mafreya. That's a raya, that bedika is part of the mitzvah of the raisa, not because of Tolay. So bedika is a mitzvah. The Rabbanon is a carbon copy of the raisa. So it's a haskal, it's the beginning of a process. According to the Rosh Hashanah, that there's also things bedika the raisa because it's Tolay. There's also things bedika the raisa, and that's why you're over the Mafreya. That's part of that Lashitasa. So the bedika the Rabbanon is a freestanding zach, which is no shachas to tashbisu. So the Rosh can't answer and say that it's haschal of anything. It's not haschal of anything. It's a takana d'rabbanan to clean out your house. In fact, the Rosh Akash is obshita, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Says the Rosh a very strange thing. That it's not kokach chashuva. It's a weird zach. It's not kokach mitzvah. What does that mean? The Rosh himself says it's not a mitzvah chashuva. What does that mean? Anyway, he can't answer like the Ram. What is the answer? That's not such a chashuv mitzvah. What does that mean? What he means to say is, some interesting svara, that mitzvahs which have a tachlis, for example, light, mitzvahs to light the Neros Chanukah. So mitzvahs to light the Neros Chanukah, the mitzvahs to light the Neros Chanukah. Megillah is to lay in the Megillah. Oh, here the mitzvah is a negative mitzvah. Your house shouldn't have chametz. It's not such a chashuv mitzvah because the whole purpose of the mitzvah is, the ma'aseh bedikah itself is not a ma'aseh mitzvah. When a guy lights candles, lights neiros on Hanukkah, so that's a ma'aseh mitzvah, correct? When a guy reads a Megillah, writes a Megillah, that's a Maisa Mitzvah. When a guy does a Bedikah, there's nothing intrinsic holding in doing a Maisa Bedikah, correct? The Bedikah is a Hechatimsa to get to a Tachlis that you have Shantam Chavis. That's called Leiko Kach Mitzvah. That's less of a Mitzvah. That's not a philosophical word, which is not connected to anything I said. It's not a philosophical word. I would think you don't make a bracha on it, because the act of the Bedikah itself is not a Helikazah. The Bedikah itself carries no spiritual content. It's a Hechatimsa, your house Shantam Chavis. I would think you don't make a Mitzvah on it. I say, Zok the Rosh, 1 second. But my main point is a big lishitoso here, the Rosh couldn't answer like the Ram. Lefiza, Hamei Vinyavin, 1 second, I didn't get to what I want to say yet. Lefiza, Hamei Vinyavin, the second Shino is Poshet. Correct the Ram and the Rosh, the same Kasha, why is the Bracha a beer and not Bedika? So what does the Ram answer? Because the Ikar Tachlis is the beer. What does the Rosh answer? Oh, Pachkarai, that if it's when you're doing the Bedika, you're doing the Bittel, and the Bittel's part of the beer, and it's a continuation of the Seder until tomorrow. It's Poshet. According to the Ram, the Bedika is part of the mitzvah of beer. He says the Emes. The reason why you make the bracha on beer is because the lashon of the Rosh was made on the Ikar mitzvah. That's Pashat. But the Rosh holds that the Bedika is detached from the mitzvah of beer, as I'm going to explain soon more. The Baal is detached because Bedika has no shaykhus to beer, because there's no such thing as Bedika deraisa. So he has a kasha, so make a separate bracha. There's a mitzvah called Bedika's chametz. Clear out your house. Bedika's chametz, I repeat, clear out your house. Not get rid of the chametz, which is a din in the Heftza. Clear out your house. The answer is, he says, the whole patch karai. Anyway, when you're doing the beginning, doing the beer. And the beer is the beginning of doing the bitl. The bitl, the whole thing, the Sameh, the Chazal already said, make the bracha on the beer. But it's an apology. That's Niflamoy. So the two Shinuyim in the Rosh and the Ran, all the Shitosai. A, what is the answer to the Kasha of Pshita? Why in the world would I say, the Ran says because it's only the beginning, not the end, and the Rosh says it's because it's a Shracha Mitzvah. The answer is, according to the Ran, Bedika is the beginning of the Mitzvah, the Deraisa, and according to the Rosh, that the Deraisa has no Chiyu Bedika Be'etzem, so the Bedika of the Rabbanan is a freestanding din, so there's a Chit. So he can't answer beginning. He says a different Teretz. It's a Shracha Mitzvah, a weird Vart, what we call weird. Not the Rosh is weird. And the second Shinui is, why could you make a Bracha on beer and not on Bedika? And they say two different Deraisa. The Ran says, Lashitasa, because it's the beginning. So you make the bracha on the end, not on the beginning. Hashem came, the Rosh says a whole pachkaraya of the Rabbanan that together, that anyway, doing beer, beer, that's so we ready, Negro, we ready to get slumped after tomorrow. Very, very technical Teretz. 1 second. But I'm Avin Yovin, I want to raise the bar here. I want to say what I believe is the Ikar Lishitase over here. Watch what I'm going to say. I want to say what I believe is the Ikar Lishitase. The Shitase number one that I just said was very simple. Val the Rosh holds your Ikar Lamafreya. So it's a right that Bedika is not part of the Mitzvah. So Bedika, the Rabbanan is a freestanding Zach. That's what I said. It's not part of the Mitzvah Tashbisu. That's what I said. I said if it wouldn't be Mitzvah Tashbisu, it would still be Mitzvah Bedika. Okay? I want to say much better, which I hold as Emes Lamito. Watch what I'm going to say now. I want to say another Lishitosa. So Lishitosa number one is from the Mafreya business. Is it one mitzvah or not? But I want to say much better and much more Emes. It's double niflu what I'm going to say now. Watch. You also the Rosh today, the Rosh is Akasha. Affect the Rosh. Okay, fine, you need to make a bracha here. Why are you making the bracha when? Why are you making the bracha when? And now you should make the bracha when? What does the Rosh ask? You should make the bracha when? At 5 hours, at 6 hours, when you're burning it, right? Why make the bracha then? You make the bracha then. I'm curious, by the way, first of all, how did the Olam learn the Kasha? You meant you should make another bracha, or you should make the bracha? How did the Olam today? You say? No bracha at all? You make the bracha, that's interesting. How did the Olam learn? The Rosh may make another bracha at 11 o'clock, or make one bracha then? One bracha? So it's very interesting. There's machlekes over here in Tof Lamed Beis between the Bach and the Taz. The Bach says that the kasha was you should make two brachas. Make one bracha at night, another bracha at the fifth hour when you burn it. They said before from the Bach. The Bach says, I have a print down in front of me. Lachzov Levarich. Make another bracha. The Taz, his son-in-law, as you all know. You know that Taz is the son of the, I know they know. You didn't know that, Ramu? You didn't know that the Taz is the son of the Bach? You knew that, Shmidi? You didn't know that, Shmidi? Come on, you knew that? You know that the Taz sued his father-in-law, the Bach? Right? He made up that he's going to give him Fleishik's lunch every day. And the Taz sued him in Besdin. That he, the Bach gave him for lunch for his support. He gave him a shvacha type of meat, lung meat, which was cheaper, couldn't afford it. The Taz was to bag him in Besdin, that I can't run like this. In Besdin Paskin, that's called meat, it was Mekayim is tonight. So all the shitskis, the people, or busy with Tamez, said, look at this, he was Tevei Heshver, right? That the Taz was Tevei the Bach. He said, what do you mean? You're not supplying the goods, like all of you are busy complaining about your Shrez all the time. You compare yourselves, right? It ain't there, it ain't any good, right? That's not the Pshat. All the Tzaddik Gadar has said that the Pshat is that the Helik of Taz was worried that there's going to be a tain on the Bach and Shemayim that he's not able to learn with the Ganser brand because he's giving him cheaper meat. And the Taz wanted to make sure that the Bach shouldn't have. So he went to Bezdin. Bezdin passing that it's called good meat. And once he passed that, it's called good meat. So then there's no problem anymore. Ki Yadua. You see, and he knows about it. Is that embarrassing? Yeah? Embarrassing that you know or they don't know?
Well, it's not embarrassing. It's embarrassing that I know about
it. Ooh. Yeah. For the new door, you're too stark. Yeah? Anyway, the Taz argues in the Bach, over there, talking about the base of crop base. And also she tells him, ignorance is bliss. Why do you have to know Taz and Bach? We have to know he's a son-in-law. What do you have to know he's suing him for? What you don't know, you don't know. It only causes problems. Right? It's called fool's paradise. Let's continue. Life's not complicated. Taz, Bach, Moshe Feinstein, Moshe Shapiro, Meilich, Robert, all in one jumble, right? Moshe Hillel, all in the same boat, and brother-in-law, son-in-laws, all these yeshivish guys, and let them all go fly a kite and stop bothering me, yeah? But the point is, it's not like that. The Bach says that the Rosh's kasha was, make another bracha. The Hillel Gataz, his son-in-law, said, what do you mean make another bracha? The lesson of the Taz is, on one mitzvah, you make two brachas? So the Taz argues, and the Taz says, what the Rosh meant to ask was, make the bracha of the night, make it in the morning. But the Bach, the Hillel Bachlan, not like that. The Bachlan, the Rosh's kasha was, make two brachas. What's epis? The Taz yells and screams at his shver and says, what do you mean? How do you make two brachas on one mitzvah? The answer is, the Bach himself speaks out, it's not one mitzvah, it's two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah b'dikas chametz is a chiyuv drabanan, and the mitzvah of beer is a different beer. Shaking zach. I'm making more yitik and afkamina, the shitasai. The Ran, watch what I'm going to say now, I once heard this from Rav Asher also. The Ran in a million years would never ask such a kasha of make two brachas. And by the way, I'm not even sure the Ran would ask and say, make the bracha by the beer. The Ran just said, you make the bracha in the beginning. Like, what's the problem? It's the beginning of the bracha. I'm not even sure, the Ran for sure can't ask you to do two brachas because it's one mitzvah. But I'm not even sure the Ran would ask a kasha and say, why make a bracha there, make a bracha there. What do you mean? The Ran just said, it's a long mitzvah. It starts with the bedikah and the beer. It's the rice, it's part of tashmisu. You make the bracha when you start the mitzvah. What's the kasha? I should push it off. Why? What's that? This? But either way, we'll go with the pshat of the Bach that the Rosh meant to ask, make it twice. It's a right no to what I'm saying. There's two mitzvahs over here. There's one mitzvah that I want to clean out your house. There's another mitzvah of beer. By the way, I'm not finished yet. I'm getting somewhere. I didn't get to the ikka what I want to say today. What is the Rosh answer? The Rosh answers, and watch what I'm going to say now, the most important thing of this man. Says the Rosh, there's nothing to make a brach at the fifth hour. Why? Because at the fifth hour, you're not doing a mitzvah. Why are you not doing a mitzvah? Says the Rosh, because the mitzvah of Tashbisu only begins when? After 12 o'clock. How do I know that, says the Rosh? Because you learn it out of Neisser. You learn it out of Neisser. Correct? You learn it out of Neisser. And Neisser is only when the Zach is when? Neisser, you only burn it when it's Aser. So the mitzvah of Tashbisu only begins after the sixth hour. Now, this is, reminds us of somebody, no? What does this Rosh remind us of? Tais the Rosh, I'm here on the Almond Base. Remember Dalman Beis? Abaya said there's a steer between Tashbisu and Bayirah. How can you do Tashbisu and Yantar, right? Came along the Helik of Tosfos of Rosh and said, there's no steer. Why there's no steer? Because the Bayirah of the mitzvah of Tashbisu was made for criminals. It was allowed in the Yasei. Remember that Rosh? Rashi said that the steer of Abaya was that Tashbisu has to be Erev Yantar, because otherwise you're being Erev Tashbisu and Yantar when you're doing that Bayirah. What did Tosfos of Rosh say? It's not a problem. Because the mitzvah tashbisu was made for criminals. It was made for people like Vedavera. The mitzvah tashbisu was lava de say, like what? Like Noisa. Says the Ran, says the Rosh, you can't go tell me to make the bracha at the fifth hour. You're not making tashbisu then. Tashbisu was made for criminals. Tashbisu only after the sixth hour. So nothing to make a bracha at the fifth hour, so you go back and make the bracha at night. One second. So this Rosh of souls are worth $1 billion. It's Lashitasai. This is the Rosh who says that the mitzvah of tashbisu is not a preemptive measure, and it's not a thing that applies before 12 o'clock. The mitzvah of tashbisu is what? is a tikkun. If you're a gane, if you're a crook, and you're not a crook, if you're a criminal, and you were over on the time, so now you have to go get rid of it. Azei shteim before in the rush. That's why it begins after 12 hours. Hamevin yovin. If that's true, so then now I'm going to say another b'shitase of the rush and the ran. And habeicher yivchad. I look and pick which one's more geshmak and more emes. If the Rosh says the mitzvah tashbisa only begins after 12 o'clock, and that's why you can't make a bracha at 11 o'clock, because the entire mitzvah was made for a guy who's over already. Can anybody in the right mind say that bedikah is the beginning of the mitzvah tashbisa? Could anybody in the right mind say that bedikah is the haschal of tashbisa? What do you mean bedikah? The night before I'm doing tashbisa, tashbisa made. If you're a criminal, this is what you need to do. A guy leaves over nicer. He's a criminal, right? What does he need to do? He needs to go burn it. So Tashbisa was made for criminals. Zargich, if it was made for criminals, so you can't tell me the night before I'm doing Bedikah because I'm going to be a criminal tomorrow. When I'll be a criminal, the mitzvah will kick in. There's no mitzvah Tashbisa now. So you can't go tell me that Tashbisa means do Bedikah and then do beer. I'll say very clearly, there's no mitzvah beer b'chal. A guy who gets to 12 o'clock and he's a criminal, he has to go ahead and burn.
How's Bittul from Tashbisa?
One second.
So how's Bittul from Tashbisa?
Very good, it's not. It's not a four of Tashbisa, not a kim of Tashbisa. He never said it's a form of tashbisa. He said, bittul works. He said, it's called beer. It's because you got rid of it. He didn't say you were a kind of tashbisa.
It's one long process.
It's one long process of beer. He doesn't say it's a kim of tashbisa, by the way. And it can't be a kim of tashbisa because the Rosh Holtz says that it's hefker. And it's not lived out of a pasuk b'chal. He says, it's beer. It's all beer. It's all the rabbanan dikadin of getting rid of the chametz. You hear? Frek the Rosh Akasha, make the bracha tomorrow because tomorrow you're doing tashbisa or mitzvah derais. You're not doing mitzvah derais. It's all precautionary measures. It's all part of the process of the rabbanan. So you're beginning the process of beer of tomorrow, which is the Rabbanah, so you make it ready now. Pum Pakert. Man, I want to say enough of the Kilashitasa. Taka the Pakert of what you just said, Rabbi Pressburger. The Ran says clearly that Tashbisu includes what? Bittul. If the Ran says Tashbisu means Bittul, you can't tell me that the mitzvah Tashbisu is made for criminals. Bittul you do before the Zan. So Tashbisu is not a criminal mitzvah. So the Ran, the Shitasu, holds that Tashbisu is Bittul. So he holds that Tashbisu is not made for criminals. He can say that Bedikah is part of the mitzvah Tashbisu. But the Rosh who says clearly Tashbisa was made for criminals, that's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah Tashbisa. Tashbisa is, if you're a shaykh, go burn it. Like Nisa. So you can't tell me that Bedikah is part of the mitzvah Tashbisa. The guy's not a criminal the night before. So why do you do Bedikah Deraisa? Because of Talayim. Why do you do Bedikah Deraisa? Because of Talayim, Beseder. But why is the Bedikah Drabbanan a mitzvah? No shaykh is Tashbisa Machal. No shaykh is Machal Tashbisa. You can't go tell me that Bedikah is the beginning of the mitzvah of Tashbisa because Tashbisa is for criminals. So I'm saying Tulashi Tasa is. Why the Rosh didn't hold that Bedikah is the Haschala of Tashbisa. I'm saying two Lashitasas. One and two. Watch. I want to build. The Ran said that the Chiddush is that Bedikah is the Haschala. The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh didn't hold that Bedikah Shaykh is the Tashbisa Bechal. Why? Two reasons. One is, very Balbatish. He holds that Tashbisa doesn't say anything about beer. Come on, one level. Tashbisa doesn't say anything about Bedikah. It says Tashbisa Bedikah. It says something about Bedikah. I Bedikah of the Gemara. That's to learn. And how do I know that he holds it's not part of Tashbisa? Because he holds it. That's level one. Level one is a massive shtickle Torah that says that the Rosh Pashat holds that Bedikah is not part of Tashbisa. You ask me, by the way, why not? Why should Bedikah be part of Tashbisa? The Ran is Mechadish, the Bedikah is part of Tashbisa. The Rosh is not part of Tashbisa. And how do I know he holds it's not part of Tashbisa? Because it says here, that's one Lashitase. So you can't say it's Haskala, but I'm saying even better Lashitase. The Ran, the Rosh, so Pshat number one is, the Rosh holds Bedikah is not a Haskalah because it's not part of Tashbisa, period. Because Mechatesi it is. And how do I know it's not part? Because you're able to fair. Shtikotar number two is, it can't be part of Tashbisa. Because Tashbisa was made for criminals who were in the dinner already, so Bedikah can't be part of that mitzvah. So Elamai, so why is Yerki Bedikah there? So because of Talayim. So the Rabbanan has no Shachim to help the Tashbisa because we were the criminals. So I'm saying two mahalchim in the Rosh why Bedikah is not a haschala of Tashbisu. Either he holds it's not haschala of Tashbisu because we didn't say anything about Bedikah. And the right to that is that you're Oyvel Mafreya. On a deeper level, it can't be part of Tashbisu. Not just that it's not part of Tashbisu because we're Hechatesi. It can't be part of Tashbisu because Tashbisu is for criminals. It's for a guy who was Oyvel and then you go out and get rid of it. The male to Dover Poshit that Bedikah has no Shachim to that. So what is Bedikah? It's a freestanding Takanos Chachamim to get rid of it. So mainly he has the kashas, make a bracha. So it's a takanas ramon. You can't tell me it's a haskal. It's not a haskal of anything. It's a freestanding takanas ramon. Clean out your house. And for the Rosh, it's a mitzvah like kach hashuva. That's niflum oy. The tula shitasa is why the Rosh couldn't say like the Ran. And by the way, by the same token, I would also say the Ran can't say like the Rosh. Because if the bedik is the beginning of the mitzvah beer, plus loikot al chashuva, is a mitzvah to get rid of hummus. And the bedik is the beginning of that process. Yesh la'ayim b'zeh. I just said another l'shitosei of the Taz and the Bach, of what was the kasha of do it at 12 o'clock. The Bach learned that it was two brachas, which our kronka means it's two separate mitzvahs, which is part of the l'shitosei that I said. There's one more thing I want to speak about. You all noticed that the Rosh got into a whole discussion of are you allowed to talk during bedikas hametz. You all noticed that the Rosh got into a whole discussion of are you allowed to talk during bedikas hametz. Back, forth, yeah, other mitzvahs, yeah, Matt. I want to say one thing. One thing is Parsha Bamiyim Pshat. That later on, that it's one long mitzvah from Bedika till the beer, there's no tzad in the world. I understand, there's a how many, you go to Tainis Dibur? The Tainis Dibur from Lel Bedika, maybe, yeah, I don't know. We'll have a discussion. You go into a Tainis Dibur from Lel Bedika Summits until Chatzes. There's a lot of houses that it wouldn't do any harm. Okay? They have reached boiling point so that everyone can be quiet. But Akoponim, at least the men. The what's the pshat about the Zahavmina, a new time is deeper in Klai Yisrael, that from the Lel Bedika Summits till Chatzes in Alev Pork. How they double, right? Not the whole day, right? Till you get to Chatzes, till you burn it. The Rosh Lashitosoi, that's not part of a long mitzvah. And the bracha is on the Bedika Betzim as a separate mitzvah. You ask me, so why do you make beer? He says it's part of a long process. So it's Nigra, or got Nochkish left, okay, whatever that means. But there's no side of the world that you can't talk from the beginning of the mitzvah to the end of the mitzvah. During the bedikah, because the bedikah is a freestanding mitzvah. But not, what I just said is not lumbas, I'm saying pshat. That if you're talking about a separate mitzvah, like we saw in the Bach, that you make two brachas. So on this separate mitzvah, why are you doing the mitzvah? You don't talk about the Rom Shutim. There's other nafkaminas also, which maybe I'll mention tomorrow in passing. Now, what we need to do is, now that we have this introduction, we need to go into the sugi called Birchas Mitzvahs. You have to see the whole Gemara. You follow the Marmakremis carefully. But make sure you learn the Gemara well first. So forget the Zakhmatai.